2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is nice to have you back again for a Saturday morning and another new edition of KSL Outdoors Radio. Because of pandemic problems last week, we just did not have a chance to record a new show, but it's great to be back with you. And again, Truth in Advertising, we're live with you here on a Thursday morning, midday really, about 11 o'clock, but coming to you for your listening pleasure on Saturday morning. Tim Hughes at Broadcast House on what should be a perfect weekend to do just about anything you have planned. I think we're looking for temperatures today, Saturday, in the 80s, and we'll be warming to close to 90 tomorrow and then stay in the 90s for most of next week. So finally, we're going to make a turn here that's going to feel more like what we should be feeling like this time of year for mid to late June. Let's bring in Russ Smith from Sky Call into the conversation. He's hanging out at the Sky Call studios up there in Sugar House today. One of these days, we'll get you out of there so you can get something done.
I hope so. I'm sending. If anybody's headed to Desolation Canyon, there's probably a traffic jam on that river. The amount of phones that I'm sending down there right now.
Really?
And it's such a good feeling to know that the time has finally come that people are getting out of their houses and recreating. You know, it's weird how amazing that is to me. It really relieves some of that depression of being cooped up.
Yeah, if you can't do it personally, you might as well do it vicariously, which is sort of the reason we got together to do this show every week.
That's right.
With Sky Call. You had another interesting request you're actually working on right now, using a BGAN unit. What's that about?
Well, I got a call. I'll try not to get too specific because maybe they're listeners of the show, but there's a wedding going on up a local, very narrow canyon. And part of the family, because of the virus situation worldwide, cannot travel to Utah. Mm. So they want to broadcast that live to a South American country.
Wow.
And we've talked before with our audience about the BGAN unit, the unit that does high-speed internet. I get quite a few clients that enjoy taking that. They don't enjoy returning it because it's really expensive.
Yeah.
But so that's all I got, and they're convinced that it'll work. So we're going to send it up the canyon today, I think, to have them test drive it.
To send video or audio?
No, they want to shoot video.
Wow. All right. Maybe you should just use that money to send the bride and groom on their honeymoon.
I think an hour-long video, I probably could.
Yeah, that's my point. All right. Navi is actually incommunicado for the most part, and by design, he's on a houseboat at Lake Powell this week. So we're bringing in as our co-host Bob Grove and Mark Wade. It's Road Tripping with Bob and Mark. Tell everybody where you guys are today.
We're in Cedar City, Utah. We decided to get out of the heat of St. George and come up here to Cedar, where it's at least 20 degrees or more cooler.
And Mark's there with you. You're sitting in the lobby of a hotel, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. We're just right down in downtown Cedar City, and we're going to talk with you a little bit about some of the great things that are going on in this area.
I can't wait. I really enjoyed the stuff you guys have been posting on your Facebook page. I think Tokerville was one of the spots that you stopped in the last little while.
We did. This past Saturday, we took a little trip up to Tokerville Falls. It's a gnarly road, I got to tell you. You got to have the right vehicle. If you don't have the right vehicle with the right tires, you could get in some serious trouble on that road. It's pretty rocky with jagged rocks. And we found that out on an earlier trip to Tokerville Falls that we did earlier in the year. And then we went up a little higher to get some beautiful views of the Hurricane Valley from a higher point. And so, yeah, it was a little bit of an adventure we had there.
Whose machine were you in to get to where the pictures were that I saw?
We were in a friend's machine. He has a Yamaha, a six-seater.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we were going to take Mark's truck up, but last time we did, we had a little incident, didn't we, Mark?
We did a little hiking, but Tokerville Falls is this beautiful oasis right out there in the middle of some pretty rough country, and it's Laverkan Creek comes off of Zion National Park, the top of Zion National Park, and drops down into there, and it's a beautiful view.
Yeah. The pictures were fantastic, and Mark's getting more and more handy with the controls of that drone, too, which I've really come to enjoy for people that want to follow you either on Facebook or from your website, Road Tripping with Bob and Mark. So we'll look forward to a full segment of a little bit more of an idea of where you can go to play down around Cedar City. And it's been a tough year. It's going to be a tough year, I think, for the businesses there because the Shakespeare Festival has been called off, right?
Oh, yeah. It leaves a big gap here because the Shakespeare Festival generally brings in around 100,000 patrons a summer. And so they've got to rebrand themselves. So we're helping them with some work here to get word out that there's much more to Cedar City than the Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah. And we look forward to doing our part to help get that word out as well. And Russ, you may not know this, but Bob and I have been in conversation. We talked a little about this, I guess, when we were all together down at Bryce Canyon at Ruby's down there. But sort of reviving the one tank trip idea, particularly this year when so many people may not be able to travel to the places they want to go. Be a good year to do our one tank trips again, Bob, and particularly with the cost of gasoline right now.
Oh, yeah. You know, the road trip has always been always been the number one form of leisure vacationing. But in years like now, like after 9/11 and during the recession and now, you know, people just stay closer to home. What we're seeing in Utah currently is mostly folks from the surrounding states in California, Nevada, Colorado, Idaho and so forth. Normally, we'll see a lot of folks from back east and international visitors, and we're just not seeing much of that this year at all.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I don't know that it's going to get any better throughout the entire summer season. We've got fingers crossed, obviously, that either we'll see a big turnaround in the number of coronavirus cases, as some states like Utah, for instance, is seeing a rise right now. But Arizona, Florida, Texas, some of the other states that are seeing a rise in those cases. But some treatments have come along. UK had some big news this week of a treatment that in some cases, the worst cases over there, we're cutting the death total by as much as a third. And, of course, we'll hold out hope for a vaccine that comes along at some point as well. Let's talk about what's coming on the show today, though. We are going to talk whitewater rafting today. You mentioned, Russ, you were sending a lot of phones down to one spot here in Utah. But Anthony Munson from Utah Whitewater just got back from somewhere, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm not sure which fork of the salmon he's getting back from, but he just got back from Idaho on the Salmon River.
And so we'll look forward to bringing him into the conversation. I ran across, and it's posted at KSL.com, but also on our Facebook page, an article mapping out three places to go whitewater rafting around Utah. Yeah. So we'll see how those fit into Anthony Monson's wheelhouse with information on those. Paul Phillips will check in with us from Strawberry today. In Navi's absence, I saw a picture that I posted not long ago of somewhere between a 7 and 8 pound cutthroat that was taken and proudly displayed in front of the Strawberry Bay Marina sign. So obviously there's a few monsters coming out of there. Faith Jolly will join us at 7:05 in our usual segment with the Division of Wildlife. We're going to talk about surviving in bear country. And then we'll fill in some gaps with Bob and Mark with more about things to see and do with you and your families around Cedar City. I know there are many options for all of that. Plus, of course, we'll have some news of the week in a minute. Bob, you'll appreciate this. I got an email, and maybe you got the same one from Vail Resorts, that they now have an opening date for their summer season of fun up there at Park City.
Yeah, we're starting to see now the mountain resorts are slowly, gradually opening up, which is great. You know, they had a shortened winter season, so they've got to get a good summer season. So it's good to see. We were just up at Bryan Head, and we'll talk a little more about that. They're not quite open yet. I believe they open on the June 26th. But, yeah, it's exciting to see the mountains opening again.
Yeah, and I think, we'll talk more about it in a couple of minutes, but I think they're shooting for July 2nd, which is sort of an odd date. Not the first of the month, not a weekend, but a Thursday. There may be some method to the madness there, but we'll give you the rest of the details when we check your news of the week in just a minute. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll have your news of the week. And then in the next half-hour loop, we look forward to connecting with Anthony Monson from Utah Whitewaters. Stay right there.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for some news of the week here. Before we get you another news update on the half hour, Russ Smith is still here. Got our fingers crossed we'll be able to make contact with Navidomskus down there at Lake Powell. Yeah. A couple of problems with that idea. One is it's tricky because when you have a houseboat back in those canyons and high canyon walls, you only get a peek now and then at a satellite. But the other thing is it's Navidomskus who's operating the sat phone, and he's not too technically savvy.
Well, when phones go out, and then this is not an uncommon issue in that I have every time one goes to Powell, I have to explain it. Don't put grease on the side of your houseboat and try to shove it up a canyon.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have some blue above you. And it helps people. Sometimes they listen, but you don't have to hike around to get a signal. You just have to stay in the same place a while until a satellite comes over. Yeah. Satellites are going to come over.
Well,
you may only get 3 minutes, but they come over.
He texted me a couple of days ago. Sounded like they were having a great time down there, and they put the boat in at Bullfrog, and then we'll find out where they went from there. But we'll try and connect with Navi before we wrap up the show here this morning. A couple of things I wanted to pass along on news of the week, one of which I mentioned just briefly a minute ago. Got an email from Jessica Miller at Park City letting me know that they have announced the opening for their summer season will be July 2nd. They've got operating plans that will continue to follow their commitment to safety throughout this COVID-19 pandemic. But we'll get into the hours and some of the activities that are available by having Jessica join us on the show next week. I just wanted folks to have that on their radar of July 2nd. It is a Thursday, by the way, if you're trying to put that on the calendar. Remember a couple of weeks ago we had the story of the 260 illegally dumped bass that they found in a bag somewhere. We were scratching our heads. A, why would you take that many fish? B, if you took that many fish, maybe you were really hungry and didn't have a lot of money to buy food. Why would you leave it to rot? But there seems to be the beginnings of a resolution to this case. Faith Jolly, who will join us in the next hour, passed along a note that said the anglers will have the opportunity, obviously, to plead their case to a judge. They were under the impression that because there's no limit on white bass, they were okay to dispose of the fish.
Oh.
Any way they wanted to. So the question is, why did you catch them and keep them then? If you were just doing it for the love of catching fish or the enjoyment, which I understand, turn them loose, catch and release. If you missed the story, there were 260 white bass dumped on West Gentile Street in Davis County. Imagine being a neighbor after a couple of days in the sun.
Yeah, go ahead. I just get this feedback sometimes. Yeah, as a kid growing up, we had a vacant field behind us, and somebody in the neighborhood was a deep sea fisherman. And those fish rot, and your dogs go find them and roll in them, and so on and so forth. It's not a pretty picture.
The state conservation officer that was on the case, Trevor Doman, told KSL that about half of the fish were gutted. There were signs someone had attempted to field dress them. And here's part of the story I didn't know. The state restitution fine for illegally dumping a non-trophy fish. Now, remember, there's no limit on white bass. However, the state restitution fine for illegally dumping a non-trophy fish like white bass is $10 per fish. So do the math on that. 260 would be about $2,600. We'll see how that all turns out, but I wanted to make sure that people knew there was some movement in that. Also wanted to pass along this note that they are sending out signals again from the Division of Wildlife to warn people about illegally introducing fish, this bucket biology that we like to call it. They've had two more water bodies in southern Utah that have been affected by it. They discovered chubs in Panguitch Lake and found goldfish in Jackson Flat Reservoir during their spring surveys. Panguitch Lake had to undergo treatments 15 years ago in order to kill and remove Utah chubs. So it's really frustrating that people have put chubs back into that body of water. Why you'd want to do that, I don't know. And then with the goldfish at Jackson Flat, biologists believe it was likely a case of someone reluctant to kill their unwanted pet, didn't want to put it down the toilet, and that goldfish, you might think it's, that it's a small thing, but goldfish can be especially detrimental to the ecosystem because they're prolific spawners and can rapidly take over a water body there. So don't do this, just in case you had
goldfish
an
ankle.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say goldfish can grow quite large.
Yes, if not, you know, if not kept in a small bowl. Anglers are encouraged to report any invasive fish species. If you see anyone illegally introducing fish into a water body, get a hold of the Division of Wildlife Resources. They've got actually got a page that's dedicated to it. It's called Don't Ditch a Fish. go to don'tditchafish.com.
Don't ditch a fish.
You want to get a little plug in here for mentions of satellite phones real quick? You mentioned that you're working on a project that would get a BGAN unit out to somebody, but folks just need a phone.
Yeah, and we've got them. We're activating as we go. It would help if you gave us a couple hours notice, you know. We've sent some out today that they just called us at the last minute. Fortunately, we were able to juggle the schedule around. But, yeah, skycallsatellite.com or 801-450-8317. I've been studying, so I know the number now.
That's good. Usually I have to do that for you. We've got a news update we need to get taken care of on the half hour. On the other side, Anthony Monson from Utah Whitewater will join us. He just got back from the snake, and we'll throw three other ideas at him that I found on KSL.com for some whitewater to play on in Utah. All of that just ahead as KSL Outdoors Radio continues.